Now at 7 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area. A pair of mega events on tap for this weekend. The first concert at Levi's in more than 1,000 days and the return of Beta Breakers. Good evening. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. And while those events are outdoors, they come amid a big COVID spike right here in the Bay Area. San Francisco's positivity rate now above 10%, more than double the state's overall rate of just over 4%.
And KPIX5's Sean Chitness reports Bay Area health officials are making a renewed plea for people to mask up again indoors.
Students at Santa Clara University are taking extra steps to stop the spread of COVID this week.
I'm more concerned for people who are at risk or older and have compromised immune systems. So it's more for them than it is for me.
Some were getting tested today while others handed out masks.
So we have KN95s for the students, which are recommended for people to use in classrooms. They're like, the CDC is now recommending these as the best face masks.
A recommendation now coming back across the Bay Area as cases are 4 to 5 times higher than they were just a few weeks ago.
Definitely with people kind of getting comfortable or fatigued with all of COVID, you can totally see why it's happening.
Part of the latest guidance from health leaders, once again, seek out places with good ventilation and keep large gatherings outside.
It's important to celebrate, but celebrate as safe as possible.
From the peninsula to the North Bay, the message is the same. Enjoy time together, but take the necessary steps to avoid getting COVID-19.
It's time to take action, and it's time to take action across the Bay Area. And we think this is an important step for our communities to take.
County leaders and health experts know people are tired of wearing masks after more than 2 years, but they hope people will still see them as a tool to fight COVID-19 and an item that should be a part of their daily wardrobe.
I see them as part of my attire. I don't think, when can I, you know, walk around without pants? It is helpful to me. It's helpful to others.
Not just masking, but also testing, which continues to only capture a portion of the number of people who actually have COVID. Santa Clara University will require its students to get tested for the next 2 weeks. Sean Chitness, KPIX 5.
Let's take a live look outside right now. Clear skies from the Golden Gate to San Jose. Temperatures are rising just in time for the weekend.
Yeah, First Alert meteorologist Paul Hagan tracking that warm up in. Paul, tasting a little bit, feeling like a little like summer.
A little taste of summer, yeah. Maybe June weather as opposed to July or August. It's not going to be quite that hot, but if you're nervous about indoor activities, hey, great weather for outdoor stuff. High temperatures today climbed up to above 80 degrees in Santa Rosa and Concord. Those were the toasty spots. Upper 70s for San Jose, and even the cooler locations at least made it up to 60 in Pacifica, into the mid-60s for San Francisco. And tomorrow's high temperatures are going to be a few degrees warmer around the bay, several degrees warmer farther inland. So 5 to 10 degrees above normal for San Francisco and Oakland, closer to a dozen degrees above average for San Jose and Concord, well into the 80s for those inland portions of the Bay Area. Some of the hottest spots far inland in the East Bay may even get up to above 90 degrees. This isn't record territory. Most of the inland temperatures have to be well into the 90s to even approach records in the middle of May. But it is warm. We'll take a look at how long it's going to last coming up in the full forecast.
All right, thanks, Paul. Well, the state is flush with cash and entering the next budget year with a record-smashing surplus. It's just shy of $100 billion, $97.5 billion to be exact. The big reason is that the state collected $55 billion more in tax revenue than expected. Surplus is alone much bigger than nearly every other state's annual budget.
Simply without precedent, no other state in American history has ever experienced a surplus as large as this. In fact, this is actually significantly larger than last year's operating surplus.
Now the governor's laying out how he wants to spend the state's $300 million budget. He's proposing $400 to car owners to offset gas taxes. He also wants funding to combat the drought, give bonuses to healthcare workers, and to help more women from out of state get abortions in California.
Looking live at Interstate 880 in Oakland, last year we saw 48 freeway shootings here in the Bay Area. But now there's a new plan to crack down. Governor Newsom just announced funding for a network of closed-circuit cameras on busy freeways.
As KPXY's Andrea Borba reports, family members who lost loved ones to the violence say they can't come fast enough.
I don't want her life to be taken in vain.
Meet Alicia Benton. Her daughter, Amani Morris, was shot and killed near the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza while heading to a job interview in November. Benton is now raising her two grandsons, little boys who were in the car when their mom was shot. The news of cameras going up along Bay Area freeways is a prayer answered.
I've cried since we've talked. That's like the best news. If they were to tell me who did it, that would be even better. But to know that another mother doesn't have to sleep wondering what happened to their child is like, it's the best news ever.
Seven people lost their lives in freeway shootings, including former Cal basketball star Gene Ransom and toddler Jasper Wu. Their families join Alicia in unfathomable grief.
Like right before her was that 18-month-old baby, and what did a baby do to deserve that? So I pray for all of the victims' families because it's the not knowing is hard.
Alameda County Sheriff's recruit David Nguyen was shot and killed in nearly the same spot as Imani in January. Sheriff Greg Ahern lobbied the governor's office to fund a camera network. He says the loss of David, Jasper, Gene, and Imani has taken a toll on his deputies.
Even at our meetings, when we talk about the next steps and what we have to do and how we process these events, the room gets silent. The eyes get watery. The voices shake as mine's shaking right now. It touches your heart.
Sheriff Ahern says he hopes that simply knowing these cameras are up will be a deterrent to crime. And he says once they are installed, they will provide instant information to officers on the ground and help provide closure to families like Imani's. At the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Now to a disturbing case out of San Jose where new charges have been announced in the death of a 3-year-old girl.
Her grandfather and uncle are now accused of child abuse causing death during what's been described as an exorcism. The girl's mother, Claudia Hernandez Santos, was previously charged with the same crime following the little girl's death last September inside a small church on South 2nd Street. Prosecutors say the defendants believe the child was possessed by a demon because she would sometimes wake up screaming at night. And they took the girl to church to drive the evil spirits out by forcing her to vomit.
Arelie Doe was strangled multiple times to the point of unconsciousness. Arelie Doe had fingers shoved down her throat to the point where she had multiple injuries to her mouth and to her tongue. Arelie Doe had pressure put on her body, on her torso from the front and back with so much force applied that she lost consciousness.
Prosecutors say the family waited an hour to call 911 after the little girl stopped breathing. The coroner's report concluded she died from asphyxiation. All three defendants are set to enter pleas in June. Their attorneys declined to comment.
Authorities in Contra Costa County have served a new search warrant in the disappearance of Alexa Gabe. Investigators were seen searching the Antioch home of Gabe's ex-boyfriend and carrying evidence bags out. The front door appeared to be knocked off its hinges. There's no word yet from police on who was home or what was seized. That home is, though, the last place the 24-year-old Oakley woman was seen before she disappeared in late January. Her car was later found abandoned, but the keys inside.
Now to a mountain lion sighting in a more unusual place, Richmond. Police say they are receiving reports about a big cat roaming the Point Richmond neighborhood. Officers have called in Fish and Wildlife and are warning residents to keep their pets indoors.
San Francisco fire crews and school teachers helped rescue multiple people from a raging apartment building fire. It engulfed all three floors of the building along Inca Lane. This is in the Western Addition. Fire crews say they rescued five people and several were injured, but tonight they are calling a group of teachers at Rosa Parks Elementary School heroes. They tell KPX 5 the school staffers jumped into action before fire trucks arrived, rescuing at least half a dozen people from the burning building and helping elderly residents. And Chopper 5 flew over the scene this morning. Five people were transported to the hospital, at least one in critical condition. The Red Cross is helping 18 displaced people. No word yet on a cause. And you may have seen this smoke over the Dublin skyline this morning. It's all from a prescribed burn at Camp Parks to train fire crews. Drivers also saw some smoke along I-80 in Rodeo, where fire crews suspended another training burn to mop up a grass fire that burned right up to that highway.
Taking a look at your top headlines this evening, a nationwide shortage of baby formula has parents doing whatever they can to feed their children.
It's just like an example of what I have easy access to. I think I could probably help out probably about 5 to 6 moms.
Some mothers are now donating their pumped breast milk to help other parents out as supply shortages and safety recalls clear shelves across the country.
I'm very concerned, very concerned. I am so scared that she's not going to get her supply. I don't know how much longer she's going to need her special formula. There's formula, but not her type of formula. It's really hard. It breaks my heart for the new baby.
We probably have a month and a half, if not maybe 2 months worth of formula.
I've never experienced anything like this in my life.
Hundreds of firefighters are working to contain a dangerous Orange County wildfire. The flames torched 20 homes and damaged 11 more, most overlooking the ocean in Laguna Niguel. Firefighters battling hot spots will likely have to contend with high winds going into the weekend. Hundreds remain evacuated. Others are returning home to a scene of destruction.
I heard it was bad, but this is so devastating.
While it was happening, I had to rush out, and now the house is totally gone.
And for the first time in over 50 years, a House panel will hold an open congressional hearing on UFOs next week. There have been nearly 150 reports of unidentified aerial phenomena since 2004. Only one was explained in a report that led to the Pentagon to form a special program to collect data about the sightings.
I'm not going to get ahead of that testimony, but we are absolutely committed to being as transparent as we can with the American people.
And Ryan, on Tuesday, the public is expected to hear directly from the experts and leaders in the intelligence community. I'm going to stay tuned for that
There's
one. That's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be watching that one, right?
I think so.
They're watching us. All right, thanks, Liz.
Maybe they're walking.
From crazy costumes to some wearing, well, nothing at all. San Francisco's Beta Breakers race returns this weekend for the first time since 2019. Thousands of runners will make their way across the city from the Embarcadero to Ocean Beach, a distance of about 7.5 miles. Road closures begin as early as 7 p.m. Saturday and will lift anywhere between noon and 4:30 on Sunday. BART is adding 4 extra trains in the morning, and Caltrain is adding 2 special northbound trains. You can head to kpix.com for more details on road closures and transit schedules. And a former San Quentin inmate who's gone from running the prison yard to marathons will be running his first Beta Breakers this weekend. This is Markel Taylor. He took up running while serving an 18-year sentence in San Quentin. Taylor repeatedly won the prison marathon, getting the name the Gazelle of San Quentin.
In prison or running marathons, in life, you don't give up until your body completely shut down. We just keep on moving, taking one day at a time. Yeah, I used to be a kid in San Francisco on the visit there on Hayes, looking out the window at all the people going by. But this will be actually my first time actually running it.
I love that he's going to do it. Taylor previously ran in the Boston Marathon. Sunday's race will be a homecoming for him.
Well, Sunday's total lunar eclipse will have stargazers seeing red.
Ooh, in the first total lunar eclipse of the year, the moon will pass directly between the Earth and the sun and a glow of scarlet color Sunday night. Even Bill Nye, the science guy, he's a little excited.
You have the shadow of a planet casting a shadow on a moon. That's a big deal. You may not see it ever again in your life. And when you see the moon turn this crazy burgundy red color, I hope it changes you. I hope you look at the world, your place on the world, a little differently.
Okay, so here's what to expect. The full moon rises at 8:02 Sunday night. It turns blood red at 8:29. It's then in total eclipse for 85 minutes. That ends at 9:54 p.m. when the moon begins to come and climb out of the Earth's shadow.
Wow. Okay. That's going to be amazing. I hope you can see it here. It's always so foggy. Well, imagine a robot delivering your dinner right to your doorstep. That's what San Francisco-based Uber is about to do in Los Angeles. Starting Monday, some Uber Eats customers can choose to have their meals delivered by a four-wheeled robot operated by Serve Robotics. It has a lid that opens up to hold the delivery inside. It even has headlights that look like eyes, almost like a cartoon character.
Okay. There you go, R2-D2. Leg braces aren't just for humans. With the help of some orthotics, this giraffe at the San Diego Zoo is getting a second chance at life. Meet Situni. She was born with a disorder that caused her legs to bend the wrong way, making it difficult for her to walk or stand.
Oh, my goodness, look at her. Zookeepers were afraid she just wouldn't survive, so they reached out to orthotics experts. They created custom braces for her fast-growing legs. After corrective surgery and 39 days in braces, the problem was fixed, and now she runs just like the other giraffes. Oh, my goodness.
She had magic legs like Forrest Gump.
Look at her eyes. Oh. She is just precious. So glad to see her running around.
What a great story.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching. The news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area.
We'll see you back here tonight.